you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading a portion from Psalm 23, a favorite passage that's been used by many people for funerals, for weddings, for gatherings, just to be encouraged. I think almost all of our listeners have probably heard some of these verses at some point in their lives, but I'll read the first four verses as an intro to our special guest on today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, August 23rd. 2021. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, what have you done with August, Mark? It's about gone.
It is. It is moving along quickly, but it's a new week, and it's a new time to share a special guest with radio listening family, and we'll introduce her in just a minute, but a lot of people are already giving us feedback from the mailing that went out last week. They've received it. They have reviewed it and read it and are responding. Some have already even mailed in donations. It wasn't a donor letter where we send it out with expectations that thousands would come in, but we certainly appreciate any donations. We're 100% listener supported. But a lot of people have said, oh, that's what Marianne looks like,
or
that's the staff member, because we have this great 8-panel flyer that highlights 14 of our staff members, and they're all pictured with little bios, short bios.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but if I hadn't seen Kate or didn't know what Tim Nelson looked like or didn't know what CJ looked like and I got there, I'd be like, oh, wow, okay, now I know what we're doing.
Yeah.
I know who I'm listening to.
They have a face to the voice. And then my two-sided letter, which I hope was a real encouragement and was informative, but it also highlights two of our upcoming open houses, and so we're very excited about that and all the things that God's doing in and through this radio ministry. So hopefully if you receive that, you're encouraged and you get to meet some of the staff members that you hear during the day or night over our 19 frequencies covering all of Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. So we thank God for us being able to send that out and encourage the listeners that are a part of this radio ministry. And a newest addition to this radio ministry is our special guest today, Dr. Marina Hoffman. And it was just this past week that I got introduced to her. She emailed the station. She had recently written a book and was trying to set up some radio announcements. And I love people that take the initiative. And I think she had sent an email earlier and had called and talked to Karen. And I thought, on Friday of last week, I'm going to call her up and see what makes her tick, why she's so excited about this book titled Women in the Bible. And she has a small group Bible study that goes along with it, I think with podcasts and videos. So she's really involved and engaged in promoting this and encouraging women, and men for that matter, to know the importance of the women in the Bible. And so, Dr. Marina Hoffman, thank you for being available for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Yeah. Hi, Marina.
Hi, Mark and Marianne. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we talked briefly, but you have a story, a testimony. You're seeing God at work in a variety of ways. I think you even have your 3-year-old in the room with you. We might have to have her radio debut share at some point. I think you were saying she gave a testimony recently at church. Is that true? A 3-year-old?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe her. She loves to pray, and especially for healing. When she finds out someone has a sore back or they feel sick, right away she'll put her head down low and lay her hands and pray. She has a real heart for God. It's beautiful.
Wow, that's quite something for a 3-year-old.
Yeah, that's right.
I know adults that are working on that.
Well, there's something beautiful, I believe, that happens when you bring a child into every part of your life, and how important to bring them into your walk with God.
Oh, that's really important. Thank you. You know what, Mark, we didn't say that Marina is a Bible and theology professor at Palm Beach Atlantic University.
I couldn't get beyond the Palm Beach. I saw that and thought of sand, and I wanted to go on vacation.
I got immediately caught up with this story of the three-year-old. That's a very, very touching story to me, Marina. Thank you.
I'll be sharing my testimony in a minute, but her dad, my husband, he still has a bit of pain and he still walks with a bit of a limp.
Oh.
So I think praying for him every day has really taught her the power of praying for healing for someone and inspires her to pray for others.
Oh, she prays for her daddy every day.
Every day.
So tell us a little about Larry. How did you meet? What's that love story all about?
And the accident and everything.
Yeah, we met at a school called Tyndale College and Seminary. It's now a university up in Toronto, Canada, where we're from. And we, after 5 years, we got married. A couple years into our marriage, I had just graduated in January with my PhD. So we were so excited that I would no longer be working day and night. And what were we going to do? I got a job in Palm Beach Atlantic. And you're totally right, Mark. There are palm trees. It's right on the ocean. It's beautiful.
Great.
So, you know, we all have challenges in life, but sometimes we have really high moments, and that was a wonderful moment of hope and excitement for the future. And sure enough, we're coming home from a trip to see his family and driving along in the middle of February, a beautiful sunny day, which is surprising for Canada, heading 70 miles an hour down the highway. Someone coming toward us at 70 miles an hour, their head goes down. We don't know what happened, but the next second, our engine was sitting in the driver's seat, and our life had been absolutely devastated in that moment.
Oh, my.
And, Marina, I'm going to do a little disclaimer just up front here, but I don't think any of our listeners would understand or have noticed or even thought about it. But you were talking to me off air that, Mark, there's many times because of the accident and the brain injury, I have a speech impediment. Many times I can't communicate clearly, or maybe I get sidetracked or so forth. And it's like you're communicating as clear as can be. No one would have ever thought you have any issues going on.
That's right. 7 years ago when the accident happened, it was 2 full months to the day before I could say yes or no. About my only 2 words I could say, and I could finally say them without stuttering. I could get them out all in once.
Oh,
a simple yes or no. So I really did have to learn everything, and really my life reset.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And so you were hurt, and your husband was also hurt.
Yes, well, there were so many beautiful moments of God intervening. And I say a miracle because, Marianne, in all of nature and humanity, there was no chance of me surviving. And yet, one after another, God sent people immediately to help us. And the first thing that happened is when my husband felt the brakes break off in the car, and suddenly the steering wheel was useless. He had no control. With his seatbelt on, he threw his body on top of me. So he pushed my head against the headrest, and thank God I only had a minor brain injury, because if it had been a bit worse, I would have never come back. I would have just been in a vegetable state. And that also saved his life, Marianne, because the engine, as I said, our big Jeep engine, ended up in the driver's seat, and yet his body, as best as he could, was toward the passenger seat. So it did crush his hip and ankle, but it didn't crush him. And when I say a miracle, the detectives came to his hospital bed 3 days later and said, "Sir, we can't close the case. There's no option in our computer that leaves you alive, even when we reduce the speed to 20 and 30 miles an hour." Can you believe it?
Oh.
But God in that moment saved my life and his by his sacrifice.
Startling story.
And isn't it like God to use somebody's sacrifice, because he knows all about it, by sending the Lord Jesus to be a sacrifice for all of us? But what a great love story that Larry intuitively and just knew he wanted to save his beloved wife, and he leans over, jumps over, tries to protect her, and a result of that is he himself gets to live.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure these past 7 years have been a lot of rehab and relearning, and here you get your PhD and you're excited to use it. Now you're having trouble even learning to talk again.
Yes, and I noted that I received a job at Palm Beach Atlantic just before the accident. So here, you know, maybe a couple weeks after the accident, my phone's ringing repeatedly, the same number, and I'm very irritated. I finally answer it. Well, sure enough, it's the dean at Palm Beach Atlantic saying, well, we need to talk. We need to work out the details for August. Mark, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm trying to, in my terrible stutter, I think I hung up on him, actually, and sent him an email to save face. I told him, we can't come. So a year later, he said, well, you're coming this year for sure, aren't you?
Oh.
And we came down to Florida for a little getaway, and we're driving up and down the coast, just relaxing and praying. And we say to each other, what could be worse? Life can be a lot worse than moving to Florida. And we knew it would help our injury. So we moved to Florida, and a year and a half after the accident, I was teaching at a university, which was miraculous.
Wow.
Wow, we're turning this kind of into a Testimony Tuesday, and I'm thinking, I know there's a lot more to your story, and we're going to have you back for Testimony Tuesday. So let's transition into this book that you wrote, why you wrote it, and how you see God using it, or your desire, if God was going to answer your prayer, how would he use it into a reader's life?
Well, in all the situations I face, limitations, expecting impossible situations from God, and just praying and praying that God would intervene, to give me life, yes, but also to bring me back to some sense of normalcy. In all those moments, I kept going back to the Bible and realizing these women in the Bible faced so many of the same challenges as me, whether it was infertility, whether it was fears and a sense of uncertainty for the future. And as these stories gave me such strength and courage and inspired me, more and more I started to share them with others, and how amazing that so many women of faith resonated with these stories and were encouraged. So I finally put my notes together so that I could offer a book for them to study and really dive deep into these beautiful stories of women who, no matter what challenge they face, were able to put their faith in God. And in their weakness, often in their brokenness, God did incredible things. So it's a message we all really need to hear today. And especially, I think, the younger generation, they need to know that God does incredible things through women, and God has a call on their life as well.
Very good.
Your book is titled Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Study. So that's the full title, Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Study?
Yes, and there's a free video series that accompanies it, and they can pick that up at womeninthebible.info, womeninthebible.info.
Well, that's really nice of you to make that free and just have that out there.
Yes, and it's not on YouTube, so there's no commercials, no embarrassing ads in the middle.
Good.
It's really
yeah.
great. I imagined a small group, and I think leaders sometimes are nervous enough, so I thought, let me create video series that they can simply press play, because I really hope that young people will be emboldened to have a small group, simply host a few friends at their house, and dive into these stories together.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, getting and achieving your PhD, there was a lot of research and writing. What was the PhD on?
It was on the dream narratives in the Old Testament, and a little bit picked up in the New as well.
Well, that's interesting. Do you want to talk about that a minute?
Sure.
Yes, that's an interesting subject, yeah.
Yeah, the dream narratives are the stories in the Old Testament where someone has a dream, and there's a sense of which the stories are all connected to one another. So I drew a lot of the themes and meaning we can find as we read the narratives of the dreams.
Okay, well, Marina, I hope you write a book about that, too. That's very interesting.
And what did you find through your research? Like, to get your PhD, usually you have to have or address something new, like you have to bring new information or new findings or new research, something that's cutting edge. What did you find or learn through your research?
There's a lot of interesting connections between the dream stories, especially because you have a comparison of God speaking to the Israelites and the people of Israel and the people that are not part of Israel. And we often say God speaks in dreams and it's riddles and we have to sort it out. But you'll see that when God speaks to the people of Israel, it's in a plain sense. It's not in riddles. And I find that encouraging, of course, because our connection to the Lord is people of God. And just to know that God doesn't want to trick us or talk in a way that we can't understand it. But God wants to speak to us plainly and clearly.
That's very interesting.
Now, when you had your defense to achieve your PhD, did you feel pressure or did you know the material that it was very easy? But I know many people agonize over, oh, my defense is coming up and, you know, I have my research. But were there any tough questions or obviously if you achieved your PhD, it went well. But walk us through some of that.
No, I did not have any nervousness or fear at all. I knew my content and I loved it. I loved talking about the Bible. I was so blessed to have a dissertation topic that engaged in the stories of the Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, it was actually a very enjoyable moment. I don't remember it now, but I know at the time that I just felt like it was a mountaintop experience.
Hmm. Now, your book, Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Study, what do you want them to learn from it, or how do you want it to impact their lives?
Yeah.
I think the knowledge of what God has done in these women will be so encouraging and inspiring. And I know that when we study God's Word, God speaks to us, and it changes our lives. So my greatest hope is simply that women will pick up this book and start to dive into the stories, because I know the Holy Spirit will do the rest. And I also hope that as they work through it, maybe as a personal devotional, they'll consider going through it a second time with a number of friends. Because, Mark, now more than ever, we really need community. And I think community is one of the strongest ways we can overcome anxiety and fear and depression and all the kinds of overwhelming feelings we've had in the last year and a half. It reminds us we're not alone, and the support of friends, they don't need to say the right word. Simply being together after all the isolation we've suffered with this last year and a half is powerful. And what better activity than to dive into God's Word together?
Oh, I tell you, Marina, I'm nodding my head as you speak. I know you can't see that, but you are so on target and so on track when you talk about community and the vital importance during this particular time. It's always important, but very important right now.
Give us a little sneak preview on a few of the women in the Bible that you focused on.
Yeah.
and maybe some of the storytelling, or why we really need to take a second look at Hannah or Mary or
yeah.
someone that you have listed.
Some of the themes.
Well, one of the women who inspired me the most, especially as I recover and I'm thinking again, Lord, what are you calling me to do? I know you have a plan for my life. And I love the story of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I think we all can resonate with her story, because she's simply living life. And suddenly an angel comes to her, and the announcement that she's going to bear the Son of God changes everything. And what a wonderful change. But also, I'm sure she's felt a sense of uncertainty about the future. So I think it's one we all resonate. And I ask myself, is there any way in which my life is similar to Mary? And I think fundamentally we have the same call. Mary is called to bear Christ. And she does that literally and in so many ways. But Mark, we also bear Christ in our words, in our actions, whether to many people like your wonderful platform, or even simply for me to my daughter every day, showing patience and kindness and goodness toward her. And imagine if we can have the kind of dedication and commitment to bearing Christ that Mary has. I think it's wonderful when I look at her life. Her mission is not over when Christ ascends to heaven. I thought, well, surely her story must be over now. Where do we find Mary? In the upper room, right? Establishing the early church. So for me, it's such a strong call to be dedicated, to be faithful, to be committed all the way to the end, all the days of my life. And whatever I accomplish, I know it will be because of God working through me.
That's an excellent point you make about her continued bearing Christ involvement in the community of believers. That's an excellent point.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was David Jeremiah or Alistair Begg. I listen to both of them most every day.
Me too.
And they were talking about there's no such thing as retirement. I mean, continue to live out our Christian faith. And I think he was given the illustration of Gideon, was it? Caleb. Yeah, Joshua and Caleb, the only two. And at 85, he was still like, Lord, I want to take on the greatest challenge. I'll attack the mountain. I'll take this over. And at 85, he was still passionate. And so he was sharing, like, we don't retire in our Christian walk.
That was a phenomenal teaching that he gave.
So you heard that one, too. I think on Friday.
I woke up Friday morning to the words, there's no retirement, and whatever he said about that. And I'm like, sat up in bed, and like, where'd that come from? And the alarm went off, and I thought, I better get up and get going.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Marina, we so appreciate this new book that you have out called Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Study. It's available if you do a search on Amazon, or you can stop by a bookstore. But type in Dr. Marina Hoffman, H-O-F-M-A-N, or type in Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Study. And we want to have you back. If you could carve out a little time for tomorrow, Testimony Tuesday, to hear a little more of your story and how you've been challenged with struggling through things and all the challenges that you've been through with this life-threatening trauma and healing up and not being able to talk and then learning to trust in the Lord and how your husband and you have walked through this. And then this miracle child, we'll see if we can get Willow on the phone tomorrow, a part of Testimony Tuesday. But come on back and share some of how God's at work in your life. And we'll talk a little more about the book. And I love the example of Mary. And I know you have others as far as Hagar and Hannah and others. So if you're available for tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, we'll have you back. And thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark. I can't wait to be with you and Marianne and all your listeners tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. I've got another question.
Yes.
Just save it.
Save it for tomorrow. So everyone, you know, Mark and Friends, heard at 7:32 a.m. with a re-airing at 7:32 p.m. It's at 10 a.m. for our Springfield listeners and our listeners to the west. But in about a month, Mark and Friends will be on at the same time on all 19 frequencies. We're working towards that. And with Joey Kroll's new assignment as the senior pastor, the 7:30 slot will be consistent throughout all 19 frequencies, Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. and p.m. So that'll be the first or second week in September. We're working that all through. But I appreciate you, Dr. Hoffman, for being available, and we'll look forward to Testimony Tuesday tomorrow, having you back on. Listening friend, we highly recommend this book through Amazon or any other means that you can search for it and purchase it. It's titled Women in the Bible, Small Group Bible Study by Dr. Marina Hoffman, and we encourage you to pick it up and study it with some friends today. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.